Today we celebrate the most important event in the history of mankind. The event that split time in two from before the incarnation to after the incarnation. The single most important event in human history is when God became man. And it didn't happen on Christmas. It happened 9 months before, and that is today. The day we celebrate the Annunciation of the angel Gabriel to Our Lady, when she asked Our Lady, in representing the message of God to her, "Are you willing to give God a human nature? Are you willing to become the mother of the Messiah?" The Jews had been praying for the Messiah for thousands of years, and they got much more than they bargained for. They just expected a political leader or some sort of an earthly king. But they actually received the eternal Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, became man. And that's what we celebrate today. At the Annunciation, we celebrate the incarnation when God became man and dwelt among us. We should look for a few moments at the beautiful passage that Luke gives us today. Today's Gospel gives us the Annunciation. And it says that the angel Gabriel was sent from God. So Gabriel represented God's message to Our Lady, and Our Lady represented the entire human race. And as some of the theologians of the church have written, this was a peace treaty that was about to take place, because mankind had broken off their relationship from God with the sin of Adam. And now God was sending a new angel, Gabriel, to come to the new Eve, our Blessed Mother, and of her would be born the new Adam, who is Christ. And notice the very first words that the angel Gabriel says to Mary was not, "Do not be afraid," as angels always said when they came into the presence of mere mortals, into the presence of men. He said, "Hail, full of grace, Kacheritomene, one who has the fullness of God's grace." And this word, this beautiful word that was spoken, would indicate Our Lady's Immaculate Conception, because she was one who was filled with God's grace from the first moment of her existence. So he says, "Hail, Kacheritomene, full of grace, the Lord is with you." This is different than what we say at Mass. We say at Mass, "The Lord be with you," because we're praying that God will be with all of us. We don't know that's a fact, though. However, with Our Lady, it was a fact. She was full of grace, and the Lord was with her. Now notice, it says Our Lady was troubled at these words. Notice it didn't bother her that this incredible angelic being was in her presence. She almost takes that as second nature. But she was troubled at the words, because she received such a great compliment from the angel. Whenever you compliment a person, like a holy person like Mother Teresa, they do get a little bit disturbed. And when you say, "Mother Teresa, you're such a saint," she always said, "No, all of us are called to be saints." She wouldn't accept that great compliment when people tell Mother Teresa that she's a saint. So it was with Our Lady. She was troubled at these words and wondered what this greeting might be. And then the angel has to say to her, "Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. You shall conceive a son in your womb and call him Jesus." The word Jesus means the Savior, or God saves in Hebrew. And then he tells Our Lady the role that her son will have. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. He will be given the throne of David, his father, and his kingdom will have no end. Then Our Lady asks how this will be, since Our Lady had made already a private vow of virginity to devote her entire life to the service of God. Even though she was betrothed to Joseph, the only way to understand this particular passage is to see that they had already made a vow of chastity. They had already made a vow of perpetual virginity. Because Our Lady says, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" You know, if Our Lady and Joseph had planned to have children, obviously, you know, she would have, you know, given birth in the normal way. But She herself says, how can this be since I have no relations with a man? And then the angel tells her how this will take place. It'll be by the power of the Holy Spirit. And here, this young woman of 14 or 16 years of age receives the doctrinal truth of the Blessed Trinity, that the Holy Spirit will come upon her, the Most High will overshadow her, and the child to be born will be the Son of God. There we have the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for the very first time revealed to a human person. And Our Lady is now to become the living ark of the new covenant. Just as the Holy Spirit and the Most High overshadowed the ark in the Old Testament, so Our Lady will be overshadowed by the same presence of God. And then Gabriel says that Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age. A great miracle has occurred in her life. For with God, nothing is impossible. Then Our Lady said, "Behold, I'm the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your word." So Our Lady willingly accepts this message of the angel. So what we see in the Annunciation is Our Lady's faith, Our Lady's trust, Our Lady's humility, and Our Lady's obedience. These four qualities which we should imitate in our own lives. And lastly, how can we honor this great event of the Annunciation and of the Incarnation? Three ways. By saying the Hail Mary devoutly, because every time we say the Hail Mary, we recall the event of the Annunciation, the message of the angel. We say, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." So whenever we say the Hail Mary, we are renewing the joy in Our Lady's heart when she received the message of the angel 2,000 years ago. Secondly, we should say the Angelus every day, that beautiful prayer that recalls the Annunciation, when the angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit. So every day we should say the Angelus at least once, whether it be 6 in the morning, at 12 noon, or at 6 at night. And lastly, we should pray the Rosary every day. And each day meditate upon the mystery of our salvation. And we should remember that it's Jesus Christ who saves us, and yet Our Lady played a very special role, as we see today in the Annunciation.